From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Here in Washington, supporters of President Trump's decision to withdraw from the historic climate agreement are rallying across from the White House. The gathering comes a day after the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt said President Trump's decision to pull out of the Paris climate deal, that is, was courageous.
Exiting Paris does not mean disengagement. In fact, the president said yesterday that Paris represents a bad deal for this country. It doesn't mean that we're not going to continue the discussion. To export our innovation, to export our technology to the rest of the world, to demonstrate how we do it better here is, I think, a very important message to send.
Pruitt did not respond directly to a question about whether Mr. Trump believes human-caused global warming is a hoax, as he did during his presidential campaign. Pruitt did acknowledge that global warming is a real phenomenon and that human activity contributes to it in some manner. It's been a week of deadly violence in Afghanistan. Three explosions in Kabul Saturday hit the funeral of a senator's son, killing at least 10 people. The senator's son was killed on Friday. The funeral attack came as a large portion of Kabul is on lockdown following protests Friday that continued into Saturday. At least four Afghans were killed Friday when protesters demanding better security clashed with riot police in Kabul. Police, or rather public anger, has been mounting since a devastating truck bomb explosion earlier this week at the beginning of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. One of the worst attacks since 2001 killed 90 people, wounding more than 400 others. As always, for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis applauded China's efforts to work with the international community on North Korea at an annual security forum in Singapore on Saturday.
North Korea poses a threat to us all, and it's therefore imperative that we do our part, each of us, to fulfill our obligations and work together to support our shared goal of the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. We are coordinating with the United Nations, with our allies and partners, to put new pressures on North Korea to abandon the dangerous path.
Mattis also called out China, saying its ongoing militarization of man-made islands in the South China Sea is unacceptable. The voting is underway in the southern African nation of Lesotho. Lesotho is voting Saturday for the third time in 5 years. The election is essentially between two powerful coalitions that have bitterly fought for power since 2012. Thomas Thabane is Lesotho's former prime minister.
Lesotho must now become a full member of the international community that lives according to the basic principles of democracy. Regular elections are some of those. Control of the army, control of the police, by civilian authority, all those things are part and parcel of true democracy.
The main contenders in Saturday's parliamentary election agree people are in this impoverished mountainous nation need improved access to water and electricity, better education and health services, and more job opportunities. The Islamic State appears to be engaging in a war of words with Philippine authorities, insisting an attack on a casino in Manila was the work of one of its fighters. Philippine officials have repeatedly downplayed any possible links between the deadly incident early Friday and the Islamic State, describing it as a botched robbery. A spokesman for the resort where the attack occurred says families are being given financial assistance to help them through this tragic period.
Resort for Manila is releasing financial assistance to the victims and their families to address their immediate needs. On top of the funeral and burial assistance that Resorts World Manila will shoulder, we are extending 1 million pesos to each of the families of the deceased.
36 people died from smoke inhalation when the gunman set fires to the gambling hall. Ireland is set to have its first gay prime minister, Leo Varadkar, the son of an Indian immigrant who won the ruling party's leadership election. Varadkar, who is 38, also would be the Republic of Ireland's youngest prime minister ever. The Irish Parliament still must confirm his nomination when it reconvenes after break on June 13. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.